is Paola Tester. I'm conducting this interview on behalf of the Wellcome Trust for the One Another project by Anthony Gormley in Trafalgar Square. It's the 30th of July 2009 at 12:25 a.m. Please could you tell me your full name, your date of birth and where you're from?
My name is Hannah Irene Wilson. I'm 17, born on the 20th of October 1991, and I'm from Leeds in Yorkshire.
How are you feeling about going on the fourth plinth tonight?
Quite nervous at the moment, but it's all right at the moment. So, yeah, it's very, it's quite surreal, isn't it? It's all hanging, really, but yeah, I'm okay.
How did you first hear about the project?
I'm an A-level student and I take art. And for my critical studies, I studied Anthony Gormley as part of a crowds sort of theme. So, and sort of anything Gormley I was getting my hands on, and my mum threw a Telegraph magazine at me and it had the article about the project on, and it was like in April or May, March or something, and I noted, so I took down the address, the web address, and I registered my interest, and I thought I wouldn't get in, nobody thinks they're going to get in, but, and then I applied when it came round to April, and I got it, which is still weird, but yeah.
And how did you feel when you found out you had your place?
I was staying up late because I had a media exam the next day, so I was staying up late revising, and I got the email and I was like, oh, I'm not gonna be able to get to sleep now. So it was, yeah, I just had to go tell someone. I was like, oh my god, I can't believe I actually got it.
So had you heard of Anthony Gormley before your A-levels, or did your A-levels get you into
I was aware of Anthony Gormley, Angel in the North and all that, and at the Leeds Art Gallery we've got a couple of his works, so it's sort of, it's been there in the background, and I sort of glanced at it during my GCSEs, and then it just sort of came to the foreground and for the A-levels, and I got very interested in it. So,
what is it about it that you like, do you think?
I think it's very, it's very universal. That's the main thing that I like about it. It's like, it could be anybody. That's the main thing that I like about it.
And what is it that made you choose to do this?
Mainly for the fact that I'm quite shy about anything. And I just thought, might as well. It would be a bit exciting and it would be something to show off to my art teacher about. I was, and sort of like representing my family and my school. So that was a mixed choice, really.
So what does it mean to you to be a part of this project?
I think it's a very special project because, again, it's universal. And it's just, I don't know quite how to explain it. Like, I'm not going up for charity reason or going up and raising awareness or anything. I'm just doing it for myself, really. And it's just like a very, it is definitely like that 15 minutes thing, you know. It's just sort of, I'm a bit blinded, and it's like, that's a bit sort of daunting and weird about it, which I quite like.
So you mentioned that you studied Gormley and around a theme of crowds. What,
yeah,
is it that, what is it about crowds and Gormley?
Art teacher first, like, gave me a photocopied sheet of one of the books of all his installations, and it was the I can't remember the name of the it was the room with all the clay models in that, like, was like, wow. So it was like, that's very, it was very good for my project because it was just sort of like so many layers of that, and that was like what I was going for. And then it just sort of grew from there, adding on layers, and that's sort of, again, part of the appeal of Anthony Gormley. And it's like, again, this is sort of layered, isn't it? Like being raised above, which is, again, very interesting.
And will you be using your hour in this as part of your studies as well?
I'm next year I'm doing the human form. So maybe I could squeeze it in a little, but I'm done with the crowds project, so I might be able to find a way of getting that in a bit. So, we'll see.
What else are you studying?
I'm studying art, media studies, English literature and classical civilisation.
And do you know what you'd like to do when you finish your A-levels?
I'm planning on going to Leeds College of Art and do a foundation degree before I go on to university.
And do you think you'd like to pursue a career or studies in art then?
Yes, definitely. I'm not quite sure what route yet, but that's the point of the foundation course. So.
And what is it that first got you interested in art?
I'm dyslexic, quite horribly dyslexic, and I've got dyscalculia too, so maths and English were always like patchy when I was younger, and science wasn't too good, and the only thing I could do really, so and I just really love drawing and messing around with colour, so that's like mainly my draw to it. Photography as well. It's a sort of any way that I can express myself without having to write stuff down is good. So, oops, sorry. Okay.
Will you be taking a camera up tonight?
Yes, I will be taking camera. Not for like, that's not going to be the what I'm going to be doing, but I'm going to just sort of document what it looks like from the side. So.
So what will you be doing?
I was really struggling what to do with my time, and there was just loads of ideas, and my friends were like suggesting loads of different things. So when it came down to it, it was just a coin toss between wearing a dinosaur costume and wearing a ninja costume and just generally being annoying. And so we flipped the coin, and my friend's option won, which is to dress as a ninja, which like I'm fine with, because like I'm really into Japanese stuff, so it's a sort of very me when it comes down to it. So, and I'm going to be taking a water pistol up to spray my sisters if they come close enough. So.
What will your sisters be doing?
One of them is going to be recording it, and the other one's just there for moral support. So.
And who else is with you tonight?
My parents are, and my aunt and my aunt's boyfriend.
And what have your family's reactions been to you doing this?
My parents were the first people I told, and they were just like, wow, I can't believe it. Because my mum had said before, I'd be really pleased if you did get it. And I never really thought that I would get it, so it's like, yes, she got it. And they were really happy, and they've been very supportive coming down, and it's been quite a lot of fun doing it.
Have they all been involved in your preparations for tonight?
Yes and no. My mum has been quite pushy about different things, and she's making me take a sign, like a whiteboard up to write things on. Write thoughts on, and I've got some messages from friends to write up there, so, but she's been very a little overly helpful like trying to get a costume together and everything, and it's just been a very busy thing with her, so she's been very helpful. No one else has helped but yeah.
What do you hope happens when you get up there?
Not to be heckled, that's the main thing. But I don't really want to pin any hopes of what's going to happen, because that'll just let me down if nothing happens. So,
do you have any expectations about what it will be like?
I think it will be cold. That's my main thing that I'm going to be thinking. Cold and windy. And high. That's about it.
So who would you say that you're doing this for?
For my friends and my family. Mainly for my friends, I suppose, because they like... I've got quite a weird selection of friends, and they like seeing me do weird stuff and make an idiot of myself, which is all in good fun, but I think I'm mainly doing it for that and for my... also the weird family.
Why do you say your friends and family are weird?
Mainly growing up has been a bit strange. It's been very, it's been a bizarre experience. It's like, with my friends, I always go to like, anime conventions and stuff, like doing stuff like that, and going away to bizarre places, like little remote towns, and just for the weekend randomly and stuff like that, and just sort of doing random things off the cuff, and dressing up in costumes, doing stuff like that.
What's the convention that you go to?
In London, there's the Movie Comic and Media Expo, and it's got like a very Japanese sort of part to it, as well as having movies and games and all sorts of stuff. And we're all really into that, so we all go to that.
Have you participated in arts projects before?
No, never.
And what would you say are the things that are important to you in life at the moment?
I'm having a bit of a weird time at the moment, so not lying, that's the main thing, and being true to yourself and not hiding things, that's the main stuff.
What have you got planned for the summer between your next year of studies?
I think it's mainly going to be just working on art, getting a head start on my project, that's about it really.
And how would you summarise your experience of the project since you applied and to now before you're about to go up?
Again, really surreal. Like, it's always been there in the background, oh, it's happening, and then like on the website and you're like, oh, the other people are up, and then all of a sudden it's you that's going to be up and it's happening so soon. It's like, oh god, I can't believe I'm doing this. So it's very surreal, but it's been very enjoyable.
Have you been watching the project online?
Yes, I have, and it's been very interesting. Such a mix of people doing things, like all the people doing charity things, and then you've got just the random people that are doing dressed up as in dinosaur costumes with swing balls and stuff, and some people just doing nothing or reading. I saw a man reading stories out, that was really nice.
And do you think it has made you more of a fan of Gormley's work?
Definitely. It's like, it's just sort of like getting included in it. It's very, it makes you feel like you belong in the work as well, so it's like, yeah, I'm that.
Do you think it offers a portrait of the UK?
Yes, a very mixed portrait, because you've got so many different people in it. Like, you've got the you've got all the charity workers, and the people are doing like selfless things up there, and then you've just got randomers, which is, I suppose that's quite British, isn't it?
And before we finish, is there anything you'd like to add or tell us that we might not have asked you?
No, fine.
Okay, great, thank you.